2. Tuesday, April 5th, 6:40 a.m. Paige let out an even breath when she heard the shout of, "All clear!" "Thank God," Burke murmured. "Let's go get you checked out." "No." Paige felt a wave of panic grab her throat. "No hospitals, just your vitals," Burke said. "Let's clean you up, make sure you're okay." "I'm fine. I just need to go home." Grabbing Peabody's leash, Paige tried to stand, but her knees turned to rubber. "I'm okay, really, just fine."
"You keep saying that," Burke said. "In a few hours, it might even be true."
She helped Paige to the rescue squad, Peabody padding along next to them. At least the rain had stopped. As they passed the minivan, Burke turned so that Paige couldn't see, but it didn't matter. The image was seared in her mind.
"You're limping," Burke said, diverting her attention from the van. "What hurts?"
"I fell on my knees when I jumped out of the way." Burke gestured for her to sit in the rescue squad's bay.
"You need an x-ray."
"No hospitals." Paige heard her own desperation.
"Breathe."
"Please," she added. Burke checked her pupils, then probed her shoulder.
"What happened here?"
She looked up sharply. "Don't tell me nothing." "I was shot last summer." She scanned the crowd that had gathered. One out of three held out cell phones, filming Elena, the bastards.
"They piss me off,"
Burke said, shielding Paige with her body. She pulled Paige's arm from her jacket to take her blood pressure.
"At least they won't see you."
"Thanks," Paige murmured. "When will the ME take her? I don't want those assholes taking pictures of her. This is going to be hell on her family."